Now we're standing at the top of Garlic Row. Now that's an unusual name, isn't it? Why is it called Garlic Row? Well, to be absolutely honest, we don't know. Did they sell garlic here? Was there garlic growing here in the very early days? No, it's lost in time, that one. We just know that this became the main road of the fair. And when they came to set out the fair, when there were lots and lots of people came and they had to make new streets in through the fields for the booths to stand on, this was where they started. And they had to find two marker stones every year. So when it was time to lay out the fair, they would come along down Newmarket Road from town and they would bring all the stuff they needed to set up the booths. But they had to find a stone beside the road, two of them, one each side, and then they knew that was where they started to lay out Garlic Row. And then there was another stone down by the common which showed which way it had to go to meet there. And Garlic Row became the row in which some of the smartest booths were and some of the smartest shops for people to buy things. So once it was laid out, the booths would be set up, and we know what some of them looked like because they were like temporary shops. They had proper rooms. They had a space at the back behind as little bedrooms for the people to sleep in at night. They had counters. They had shelves. So they were really quite smart. And along there were people who were selling rich materials for people's clothes. So silks, very fine wool cloth. They were selling the haberdashery, the things you need to make the clothes. They were selling very fine china. They were selling fine glass for your house. They were selling things that would be ornaments and decorations. All the sorts of things you'd need in your house, but some of the better sort, not the sort for the kitchen. That was right down the other end of Garlic Row. Yes, the people who were called haberdashers, or further down you'll see mercers, because they sold fine cloth. And there were also victualling booths. So we'll see where they were as we went down and what they were. Some of the little roads coming off Garlic Row were also made up for the fair specially. So they had a little row called Brazier's Row, where the metal workers were. They had Cook's Row, which was specially for the people who were selling food. All these people who came needed their dinners in the middle of the day. And there were, at one time, there were books being sold here as well, because the students and the university people quite valued the opportunity to buy more books. So, yeah, even more different things that you could buy at this fair. And we know Isaac Newton, for example, the great scientist, mathematician, when he was a young student, came here to look at the books and to buy a book on astronomy, as well as his glass prisms that he was going to use in his experiments.